Explain to you as much as possible Sif Alf and Beis and Lama Gimel, which are very technical sifim. That's why I felt that I didn't want to have you guys spend your whole time working out the small Beis Lama Gimel Sif Alf and Beis is based on the Gemara and Menachos. The Gemara Menachos, and reaching for the Gemara Menachos says Lama Hey Amin Alf. Lama Hey Amin Alf. I'm not going to call you for the whole Gemara. I'm going to take out a piece of the Gemara. It's Amr of Chizda. The Rav Chizda Amar Nifsaku Shtaim Ksheres Shalosh Psulos. Very anonymously, the Gemara doesn't really explain too much. All it says is if two parts are Nifsak, broken off, that's kosher. Shalosh Psulos. But if three are Pasul, it doesn't really tell us what it's talking about. I'm going to get to why that is. And it says Amar Rava says Hada Marta Shtaim Ksheres. That's which we said that two are kosher. Lo armor and ela zeh shlo keneged zeh. That's only talking about when it's not two next to each other. Well, zeh keneged zeh, but two next to each other, psulos. The zeh keneged zeh, nami lo armor and ela b'chadasu. And that's what he said. It's only kosher. It's only by new ones. About six a lace lambo, but in old ones, that is not true. Okay. So just for now, let's remember the Reb Chizda Amar nifsku shtein ksher shlosh psulos. So on this Gemara, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Basically, most Rishonim explain what is this talking about. We're in Lama Gimel Alf, guys. What is this talking about? This is talking about inside the Shel Rosh. Inside the Shel Rosh, what does the Shel Rosh look like inside? We talk about there's four parshios in the Shel Rosh. So each parsha is separated by a little piece of leather hanging down of each parsha. Okay, so your Shel Rosh sort of looks like this. Okay, your Shel Rosh inside looks like this. And in between each is the parshios. Okay? So according to most Rishonim, what's our Gemara talking about? When one of these things breaks. Okay? And this is missing now. The hole breaks through one of the inside compartments. Okay, that's what it's talking about. And when the inside compartments breaks, that is what we're talking about. So Nisku Shtaim, you open them up and you saw. Nisku Shtaim, if two are broken, it's kosher. If three are broken, it's possible. That's how most Rishonim learn. And as we said, two are kosher is only if it's one and three or two and four. But two next to each other would also be possible. And that's what you said is only by new ones and not by old ones. We're going to get to Mikhail is going to go through all this. Okay, that was the Gemara according to most Rishonim. The Rambam holds a totally different shot over here. The Rambam holds is not talking about these guys in here. It's talking about, I don't know if you flip over your tefillin, you'll see stitches in a square going around. So the Rambam holds is talking about those stitches. If two of these stitches break, these two stitches are nifsak, then it's kosher. If three of these stitches break, then it's pasul. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara.
Also,
once again,
in a row.
Also two next to each other would also be pasul. It's the two zu connected zu. That's how the Rambam explains it. And that's going to be sif aleph and beis. Okay. Now Shaar Rishonim is going to be sif aleph, and sif beis is going to be the Rambam. Okay, now we can go look inside and get a little bit more better understanding now what's going on over here. Okay, very good. Once again, the Gemara said two is kosher, three is possible. And now, and the Shaar Rishonim talking about the inside of the batim, the compartments on the inside of the batim, versus the Rambam, which is talking about the tefiros on the bottom of your tefillin. Yes? Okay, so now Sif Aleph reads like this. In this kalko or shal shnei batim mi bati arosh, if two of the batim, meaning these two of these compartments, break on the inside of the Rosh, Zeh Itzel Zeh. So, ima tefillim yishonim psulim, if the tefillim are old ones, then it's possible. Vimeim chadashim, and if they're chadashim, then they're kosher. Then they're even kosher, even if it's two next to each other. Kozman she'or Moshe of Batim Kaim, as long as, the Machar is saying, is the or of Batim is Kaim, meaning the Moshe of Batim Kaim is talking about the Titorah, the base of the tefillim is Kaim, then it will still be kosher. And the Ramah adds in, Gam batim tzrichim yos kayamim, also the batim themselves, the ktsitsa, the square on top, the box itself on top, that also has to be kaim el shenikru ktsas, but it could be torn a little bit. Okay, as Rav Nevinsel, who was Pshat, what's Nikru Ksatz, and he said it was not borrowed to him. It's not clear to even Rav Nevinsel what is it considered Ksatz, what's considered more. But obviously, it should be intact, but you, as we see from here, the Ksitza could be ripped, could be chipped a little bit and still be kosher.
What is new tefillin?
Oh, we're going to, the Machaber is going to get to that. One second. It's the ktsitsa, the box itself. It sounds like it. Nikur, it could be Nikur Ktsats. V'yesh over in the Hefich. Okay, so this is telling you, I didn't tell you, I don't want to, because I didn't want to mix you up too much. But when I said when the Gemara read, this is talking about Chodoshim is good, but Yishanim is bad, there's two different, that's the Gersa we have. The Rif had a different Gersa. He had the opposite. When it's new, it's bad, and when it's old, it's good. Okay, that's what the Ramah is bringing down. So the Mechaber passing like the Rif. The Mechaber was like the Gersa of the Rif. The Ramah brings down our Gersa. V'yashom lehefach, v'yashonim k'sherim v'chadashim p'sul. That's Rashi and the Rosh's Gersa. V'nir li d'yesh l'achal l'isol v'shneam. And either way, it doesn't really matter because the Ramah paskins were machmer for both sides. We're going to passel according to both Gersas. So now, what you asked before, v'elohim chadashim, what is considered chadashim? Kol zman shimayu moshchim otam b'rtuas. Anytime that you would pull a strap on his compartments, ha bayis mitvashet v'niftach, the bayis of the compartment would spread out and even open up. Nikra chadash, then that's considered chadash. Im eino niftach, it would not open up. Nikra yashan, that's considered old. V'niskalklu shnayim zesh lo k'neged zeh, if two broke that are not next to each other, meaning rishon u'shlishi, the first and third compartment, let's say k'sherim, that's k'sherim. Afilu heim yashanim, even if they're old ones, it would still work. And according to Ramah, even if they're chadashim, it would work. V'niskalku gimel batim, if you three compartments break, b'kol inyan psulim, whether they're chadash, whether they're yashan, and all b'kol inyan, if three compartments break, it's automatically possible.
Can you just find chadash and yashanim?
So he says, I don't know the Metzia so well, because I'm not a sofer, so you have to be no, it's not even a sofer, you have to be a batimacher, they call him. Batimacher is someone who makes the batim. There's a separate person who makes the batim. So he'll know what he's talking about. I don't know. I guess there's some strap that you pull. If you pull the strap, the compartments in the inside will widen. Will widen a little bit and it'll even open up a little bit. Okay? So if you pull it, so that's considered chodashim, if they would put on. If not, then they're considered yishanim. That's how he defines yishanim and chodashim. Okay? Base. I don't want to get too much in it because it's not so lachomaisa for us right now, so there's not mitakev on this. I want to get to the other stuff.
I think I understand. So if they're new, if you would just untie the strings, they would open up by themselves. But if they're old, if you untie them, they might not open up by themselves because they would already be put in place like that.
I hear? Could be.
But I don't know.
Could be. Very good.
No.
It could be. Stop. Okay, base. Okay, that's it. See, Val.
I'll make your boxes.
This is not for next test story. Base. In this code tefillin, it's filling. So this is the Rambam now. So now we're moving from the Shari Shon and the Gemara. Now we moved on to the Rambam of the Shon and the Gemara. In this code tefillin, it's filling. If you some of the tefillin on the tefillin have broken off, la Rambam milayu shtei tefillin zeb zu b'tzad zu. If you had two tefillin next to each other, ocean nifsku gimel tefillin, or you had three tefillin and the whole thing that were broken off, afil zu shalogenaget zu. Even not next to each other, hare elu psulim. Then they're automatically psulim. B'med vari mumuri, what are we talking about? B'yishani. Just like we said before, the Mechaber. Avam chadashin kol zman she'or Moshe v'bat and kayam k'sherim. So that the Torah is intact, and the Tefillah is intact, it would still be kosher. V'elu hei chadashim, what according to the Rambam now is chadashim? Kol she'osim miksas or she'nikra tifaro v'tolim bo tefillin v'uchazak v'inor nisak. If you would hold the tefillin by this thread, and you would hold it, and the tefillin would not break, then it's considered chadash. The main royal itlotvo, you would not be able to hang it elu nisak or elu elashonas. If it would fall apart if you did this, then that's considered yashan. What? No, three. You only had three. Well, three that aren't close. Okay. Ramah, the Yesh Omrin de Vachadashim Psulim Yishonim Ksherim, just like we said before, the same Ramah as the Rosh Yishasu before, it's some other way. V'tov Vachul Yishtei Esfros Kenir Li, and we're Choshesh for this Rambam, we're Choshesh for the Shari Achronim, we're Choshesh for Chodashim, we're Choshesh for Yishonim, in all cases we're Choshesh over here, Lahachmer. Okay. Let's move on to the other stuff now.
Why'd you say this wasn't Halach
L'maisa? I'd say it's not Halach L'maisa, for sure Halach L'maisa, but
unless you're making bots. It's very, not only, but you have to check, you should check your threads in the bottom of your tefillin also. But I'm saying it was very difficult without having the background of the Gemara and understand what's going on here. It was going to be very difficult to read through these mechavers and know what's going on. What? I quoted the Gemara at the beginning. Mem heyam and aleph, lam and heyam and aleph in Menachos. Towards the bottom of the page. By the part of the Almud, lam and heyam and aleph in Menachos.
If it's chipped a little bit.
It sounds like, at least in the Ketzitza, it's still going to be good.
In or on?
On. That's what it sounds like. That's what Rama said. Gama batim tzrichli yos kayam el shenikru ktsas. Other one, he said the chaver said kol zman she'or moshav batim kayam. Sounds like the Torah has to be intact completely. Okay, gimel. The Torah is the base. The base. Gimel.
Ktsitza is the box.
Ktsitza is the box.
You stay out.
Gimel. Everyone should know all these definitions. Gimel. Or Ritzuos. Tzarech Shu Ma'or Behema Chayiv Alpha Tahorim. Tzarech Shu Uba Lishmo. The leather on for your Ritzuos has to be come from a kosher animal, whether Chayiv Of, Tahorim, as it comes from a kosher animal, but Tzarech Shu Uba Lishmo. And also has to be, they have to be, when they work the leather, it has to be done Lishmo. It's also learned from a Gemara, Menachos. Ritzuos. The straps, bay me'or, bay me'klaf cheros. The ritzuos themselves, they can either be made of the leather or from the cloth. That's also leather, it's dried out leather. Okay, this is where they are. So it can be made of cloth, even though that's obviously not the minhag, none of us have that, but it can be made of cloth, even though it could easily be torn off. But it would still be kosher. But Allah l'moshe misinai, there's Allah l'moshe misinai, which makes it on a derais l'Allah l'moshe misinai, which is a lot of tefillin tefillin is Allah l'moshe misinai, shiritzuos shchoros. It has to be dafka black. Mi bachutz, on the outside. Oh, good question, one second. Hava mitzat pnim, yasa meizit 7 shiritz l'chutz mi'adom. But on the inside of your straps, it can be any color except for red. Shema yomro, shemidam chatatav nitzbu v'adimu. Because they might come to say that you picked off a scab, you picked off a wound, and you used your blood to paint the inside. We're not getting into it. It's more deep. It's actually from the Gemara Menachos. Also, Gemara Menachos mentions this, but you're not allowed to use the color red. So, BJ, you asked why dafka black. If you look at that Teretz Zakenim, a Teretz Zakenim in Simon Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Zayin, he brings the Tam up Alpi Kabbalah. Why it's the Shavai Alpi Asodi says. I think he says why you need what. Inside can be black if you wanted to, but we're going to see in a second the Rambam says their dafka would be black. Teretz Zakenim in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's an Teretz Zakenim, Lamed Beis, Sikon Lamed Zayin. He gives explain why the Shachor, I believe, if I remember correctly, he says the reason is that Shachor, black is a color that you cannot write on black. But no, you can't Mekabel any other colors. So it's just like, can't be Mekabel on black. Can't allow Mekabel on any other colors. Black will not Mekabel on the colors. Therefore, just like the Kaddish Baruch Hu Shechina, Kaddish Baruch Hu Shechina cannot Mekabel, there's nothing else that we can Mekabel onto Kaddish Baruch Hu Shechina. Only so, therefore, that's not going to use black.
Don't we see that Moshe saw Hashem's tefillin or something?
Yes.
So therefore, wouldn't he just see that his tefillin are black, and therefore they should be black?
But why would his tefillin
be
black?
That's not his
tefillin. He saw all Sinai.
Okay, that's why Elohim is Sinai. He has chosen Shkoros. It's supposed to be Shkoros. But it could be
history's
part. That's what I say. Elohim is Sinai. Okay. Yes.
Everything on religion should be black now.
It is.
Tefillin are actually holy. Tefillin are actually holy. I don't know. I don't have a jacket. So. Okay. Look at Mishra Brura Sikon Yed Tess. Mishra Brura Sikon Yed Tess. Shchoros. Ayim Vabar Shamar Dimashim Edvar Dimitzvah Lashchiran Ad Shi Shchoros Ka Orev. They have to be black, like a raven, so it's very black. Vida, you should know. Tim nitiyashu, we need ma'ichman ashachrus. If the wither away, the black was our withering. Sarich lashchiran mechadash. You have to repaint them. You have to make them black again. You have to make them black again. And if you look at the bir alacha, dira maslo ritzuos shchoros, dira maslo ritzuos shchoros. One second. I'm sorry. Bir alacha alacha moshi mi sinai. The alacha says that luikuba hu afilu b'di yevet. And if it's not black, The Beralocha says, Dir Masla, Locha Moshine, the small Beralocha, he says, beginning it, Ulikuva hu afilu b'diavid. It's ma'akev afilu b'diavid. You don't have black tefillin, you have the strap in the back, it's puzzle. You're a puzzle tefillin. One second. We're going to get to more about the black. Don't ask me more questions. At the end, after we finish, Sif Gimel Dal, I'll take more questions on the blackness, because we're going to talk a lot more about this right now.
That's
okay?
Only going on Ritzuos.
One second. What?
That was only going on the Ritzuos.
And the Ritzuos. Correct. And we're not talking about the Batim right now. We're talking about the Ritzuos.
Where in the barrel of
the barrel, right? The first word, Dira Maso, Halacha L'moshi Mini Sinai.
What does it mean by Rabba?
Yes. Where there's a way. And then the Mishabur continues there on Sikon Yotet. Umakum Ahiduk, Hakashar Matsai Moli Maya Kashakas. You have to be careful with the place of the where you're Mahadik, your tefillin, where you're tying your tefillin, that could very easily wear off. Vyesh Lizar Bazama Ode. You have to be very careful with this. This is the Mishabur. Okay, so you have to be very careful with this stuff.
So the markers are just for the strap.
Oh. So now, how much does it need to be black? How much does it need to be black? So Rav Nevinsal, and those you have the Rav Nevinsal Mishnah Berurah, and the bottom, Dibur Maskal Shchoros, and page Nun Zion, and the bottom of the page, Rav Nevinsal says like this. Towards the end of the first line, it says Shemati b'shem Hagon Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. I actually heard this strat. I saw this strat of other people also. Rav Nevinsal Dibur Masel Shchoros. Towards the end of the first line, Shemati b'shem Hagon Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. Zatal Shima Rov Shachor Kasher. As long as you have Rov, that's kosher. As long Rov of your strap, Rov of the tzua is black, that's still kosher. That's still kosher. And others say the same thing. But on more Zalber Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatal. Any place in your tefillin, any place of tefillin, we're going to actually talk about where we're talking about right now, but a place that is missing black, anything that is nicker l'ayin that you can see with your naked eye, and feel miuto, it's possible. It's possible. So, I asked what Devin saw about this. And he said anything that you can see with your naked eye, you see you even looking closely, if it's not black, it's fossil. Fossil. That's what he said.
Which one do we
what?
Do you have to use that black paint?
So, one second. So, okay. So, So.
Your tefillin or your straps?
Why?
Your tefillin or your straps?
Why?
Okay. Sivkon Kavalov. One second. Guys. Okay. Also, Bir Locha, Dibur Maslo Ritzuos Shchoros. If you look at the Bir Locha, Dibur Maslo Ritzuos Shchoros. So, now, what parts of your straps have to be black? What parts are we talking about that have to be black? So, the Bir Locha has a suffix. Bir Locha, Dibur Maslo Ritzuos Shchoros. He says, Beina Shal Rosh O Shal Yad, whether the Shal Rosh Yad, Ramam Sham. Umistapakna, Nizma Suffolk. Imina Torah, Dai Bikol Echad Akadei Shiuro. Is it enough just to have enough of your straps that are just for the Shira Tefillin? Meaning, your Yad up until that, enough. One second. Yad up until it goes to the third finger, that's the Shira for the Yad. And your straps until it goes to the belly button, out of Tabur. That's what we said is Bidiyavi, that's good enough. And the rest is just for a nitza and noy mitza to have in black. Or you could say that since it's all one thing now, you have longer straps, then you would have to have the whole thing shachor. If not, it would be possible. So it's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. That's which is a suffix over here in the Bir Locha, the Alicha Shlomo, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach is Mekel. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach and Alicha Shlomo in Perak Dalad, Sif Kof Chet, Sif Katan Nun Aleph is Makel. Sif Katan Nun Aleph were there in Simon Dalad and in Perak Dalad. He's Makel that the only thing you would have to have Shachor Maker Adin is only the parts that are in your Shir Tefillin. We talked about it already last week. What is the Shir Tefillin? By the Yad, you only need up until actually, I don't think we talked about it really in depth yet, but all you have to have the strap would have to be after you tighten it. You'd have to be able to stretch the strap over here and tie around. You'd reach the middle finger and tie it around it. We're not talking about it yet. But that is the share of the ritzuos of the yad. Okay, so only about that amount would have to be dafka, would have to be black. But, and the straps of your tefillin would obviously have to be the bot that goes around your head, and the straps go down at least to your belly button. Up at that point, would have to be black, likubo. That would come out halach l'maisa. Okay? What? I don't remember his cheshbon, why he's mekel, but over here we see it's already something in the Mishnah Berurah, the Berlach over here, and he's mekel. And it's good enough to we rely on Rishon's Zalman over here, I believe. You don't need me to believe
this.
The markers for sure gonna. We have to be the marker that's made for the, especially for tefillin though. Can't just take out black Crayola crayon and start coloring on your tefillin. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna get the shlishma and see in the next seat. 1 second.
Are you gonna talk about
it? 1 second. In Mishnah Berurah Kaf Aleph, I just want to show you a point out. In the Mishnah Berurah Kaf Aleph, he brings down, does bring down the shittas of Rambam. Mishnah Berurah Sigona brings down shittas Rambam that he holds that even the inside has to be black. But we do not pass him like this. Rambam, the inside does not have to be black. Sikon Kaf Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. No, you could paint them. I don't know.
Anxiety.
You have to.
He was talking about the bottom.
You have to be careful. If you for sure.
You're talking about the bottom, that third chill.
I don't know. Guys, let's not talk about it. If you guys don't know what you're talking about, so don't talk about it. Okay, let's go. Now, Steve Dowell.